Hi there, my name's Charlie, and I helped an elderly homeless guy. I ended up inheriting his fortune and marrying his two daughters. But first things first, shout out and credit to Shadow Savior. Today's story is inspired by your title idea. Remember to post your new title ideas in the comments below. It needs to be an original story, something we haven't done already. Give a like to the ones you would like to see animated. For the most active members to create very popular titles, we will contact you to join a secret server on Discord to offer you behind-the-scenes access. For now, let's jump straight into today's thrilling story. I love dogs. I don't really know anyone who doesn't. In my opinion, if you don't like animals, you can't be trusted. Unfortunately, I've never had one. A dog, I mean. Or any pet, actually. And that's because my parents hate having animals in the house. Even when my aunts or cousins come to visit, and they mistakenly bring their pets to stay with us, my mom and dad would turn them away, or insist that they stay at a hotel, or leave their animals at pet daycare. It's no wonder none of them come to visit anymore. One day, I tripped on a leash on my way home from school, and I almost fell onto some homeless guy. But luckily, I regained my balance. When I looked back, I realized that the dog tied to the leash was standing by the side of the road, and it looked like it was about to run into traffic. The homeless guy who was holding the leash was fast asleep and lost his grip. I had a split second to move, and I saw an oncoming speeding car. By some weird magic, I grabbed the leash in time, and I was able to pull the dog out of harm's way. I made sure to tie the dog tightly to the hobo's side. The guy didn't even stir in his sleep. And then, I left after stuffing 10 bucks in his pocket. The next day, I passed by the hobo and his dog again. This time, the guy was awake, and his dog recognized me and greeted me as I passed by. I went into a nearby cafe and gave the guy a cup of hot chocolate and a couple of snacks for him and his pet. It was winter and it was already starting to snow, so the next day, I made sure to bring a couple blankets and a coat I wasn't using anymore. But when I turned the corner to their usual spot, they weren't there. I asked around and the cafe told me they shooed him away because he was ruining the ambience. I never bought anything from that cafe again. I looked everywhere for the old man, but eventually, I found him and his dog at a nearby park. He was shivering so much that I ran to help him out and wrapped him in my coat. I was so scared that he wouldn't make it through the night that I helped him up and offered to have him stay at our shed in the backyard. I had to sneak him in, because my parents would kill me if they found out I let a dog into their house, much more if they found out I was keeping a hobo in the shed. I just wanted to help him get better and stronger until he could take care of himself and his dog again, and it was a really cold winter, so I didn't feel like I could just leave them to freeze out there. Harold and I became friends. He was really grateful for what I did. His dog's name is Tico, and he was the most adorable dog. Harold told me a lot of stories. He told me about his life. I don't really know which parts of it were real or which parts were just ramblings, cause, well, Harold says the weirdest things, like how he has this massive company and two daughters, and that he owns a massive farm where they have all sorts of animals. But whenever I ask him where to find his family or his home, he just spaces out and then completely forgets what we talked about. I figured it was just stories. For a while, I was so scared my parents would find out, but they hardly ever checked the backyard, so after a while, the old man was well enough to make his way to a shelter. Unfortunately, the shelter didn't allow animals, and Harold couldn't just leave the poor dog. So I took care of Tico, just for a bit, just until Harold could get things going for himself. But then, my parents found out, and boy did they freak out. "How long have you been keeping this dog in the shed?" "Mom, just calm down. It's just for a couple of weeks. I'm just watching him for a friend." "What? What friend?" It's a long story. I don't care how long that story is. You tell me right now who gave you the permission to let a filthy animal into this house." Oh boy, if they weren't happy about the dog, I can only imagine what they would say about Harold staying in the shed. "Throw that dog out. Give it back to its owner or throw it out." "What? No, I can't do that. My friend needs me to take care of him. I can't just..." "You can't what? I am telling you to get rid of that animal right now, or you're going with it." I thought they were just bluffing. I thought they didn't mean it. So I pretended to take Tico out, but I sneaked him back into my room when my mom and dad were asleep. But then, I woke up to my mom dragging me out of bed. She had murder in her eyes.
"What did I tell you, you stupid child?
Mom, stop! What are you doing?
Get up! Get up, you stupid boy! This animal dirtying my carpet, dirtying the house! You let it sleep on the bed I clean!"
"Mom, stop! You're not the one who cleans anything in this house! I clean everything!" I felt her slap almost dislocate my whole jaw.
"How dare you talk back? You want to stay with the dog? You stay with the dog. Outside of this house. Get out."
Mom and Dad threw me out, and I didn't know what to do, or where to go. So in the middle of the night, I made my way to the shelter where Harold was, and I slept outside until it opened in the morning. Harold's mind was clear again, and as soon as he saw me there, he was so sorry that taking care of him and Tico got me in trouble. He promised to help me once he got back to his family. I didn't even want him to feel like he owed me. I just didn't know what to do. I just tried to help someone and I ended up being homeless. But it turned out, karma did exist. Because while I was thinking about where I could go and which friends would help me, I saw a newspaper blowing in the wind. And it had Harold's face on it. The thing was over 5 years old. And the shock I felt when I saw the headline made my head spin. "Billionaire tycoon still missing," the headline said. Harold wasn't kidding. It wasn't just stories. I could hardly believe it. I ran to him. I was so excited. "Harold, I found them. I found your family." With a couple calls and help from the local radio station, Harold and Tico finally got reunited with their family. And I was just happy to see them both back with their loved ones. But before I could leave them, I felt a hand on my shoulder. "Did you really think I would just let you go and live on the streets like that?" It was Harold. And he insisted that he needed to thank me for all I did for him. "You are homeless because you helped the stranger and his dog. Now, you get the reward for your kindness." Harold flew me to his mansion. He introduced me to his daughters, and he told me I could stay at his house for as long as I wanted. He gave me a job at his company, and he treated me as if I was his own son. I tried really hard not to fall for his daughters, but they were just so kind and beautiful that I couldn't help it. I was so scared that Harold would find out and he'd feel betrayed. But when he did find out, he reacted in a way that surprised me. "Why would you want to hide that you're attracted to my daughters? I thought you would want someone better for them. Who is better than the man who took a strange man and his dog from the streets and nursed him back to health? Who is better for my daughters than the man who saved my life and reunited me with my family?" That's how I ended up dating Vanna and Marion. Soon enough, I ended up marrying both of them. And the funny thing is, they never get jealous. They love me and I love them. Simple as that. And Harold was really happy that I ended up marrying his kids. So happy, in fact, that he ended up telling me that I was going to be in his will. He said I was going to inherit his fortune when he was gone. I only ever saw my parents once after all that. They crashed my wedding, and they demanded that I pay them for raising me. They begged Harold for money. They told him he should pay them because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be alive to save his life. With one clap of his hands, Harold had his security guards remove those horrible people from the property.